Discourse on Habeas Corpus by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. Episode 9. A recent case pursuing the right of habeas corpus. Though initially not intensive search for habeas corpus, whenever I ran across, in my other research, any information regarding habeas corpus, I saved it to a file on my computer. I had anticipated that somewhere along the line I might be charged by the government and want to defend myself or at least challenge the constitutionality of the laws that I was charged with by the use of a habeas corpus. In December 2011, I was contacted by the sister of a fellow named Larry Michael, that's M-I-K-I-E-L, Myers. Larry was the only defendant in the Florida common law court trial that did not stand trial, as he had fled and had been hiding in Arkansas until he was found out, arrested, and returned to Florida to stand trial on the same charges or the under the same indictment that the original defendants who all spent prison time or died in custody were charged with. Larry's sister asked, well, knowing that I had been involved in the Florida common law court trial testifying for Toby Brown, the only defendant who was acquitted in the charges, asked if I could help her brother Larry fight the charges against him. I didn't remember Larry. I don't believe that I have ever met him. But I decided that with all this research on habeas corpus and the fact that I hadn't been charged in so long with any crimes, that it might be appropriate to begin testing habeas corpus to see if what I had learned was valid and was still a part of the Constitution of the United States of America. So I agreed to help Larry, and the only communication I've had with him is by mail, with a couple exceptions where I was allowed to talk with him on the phone at various locations where he was incarcerated. I provided him a 3-page habeas corpus, very basic, very fundamental, and this was before he went to trial, and he tried to serve it on the jailers. They would not receive it. So he put it in the mail through the prison system and addressed it to the sheriff, Sheriff Guglieri. He received no response. Now, according to my research, they say specifically that it can be served on the jailer. So it was served in accordance with historical precedents and requirements. But we don't know if it ever got to the district court Judge Meriday, as it should have been when Larry tried to serve it. Subsequently, Larry stood trial, and that began February 9th, and the trial was over within a couple days, and he was duly convicted, and the habeas corpus was not addressed. This left the ball in my court, so I wrote a more extensive habeas corpus, citing the cases that have been mentioned above. And on February 10th, 2012, I mailed service of habeas corpus to Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. I mailed habeas corpus service to Judge Stephen Meriday, United States District Court for the Middle District of Florida. I mailed service of habeas corpus to John Lay, clerk of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and I mailed service of habeas corpus to the Florida Supreme Court. The district court never responded, indicated filing, or in any way acknowledged the Supreme Court, the habeas corpus had been filed with them. This is also true of Sheriff Gualtieri. I did receive responses from both the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals and the Florida Supreme Court. The Supreme Court initially said, Please be advised that except in rare and specialized circumstances not present in your letter, the Florida Supreme Court has no jurisdiction over federal court cases. I provided them subsequent information indicating that they did, that being the Abelman v. Booth and Henry Tarpel cases that were referred to earlier, where the Wisconsin Supreme Court intervened on behalf of citizens of their Wisconsin with regard to the constitutionality of laws before them. They replied again on April 18th, and they repeated what was said in the first letter, so I broadened my explanation to them and included those arguments in a more extensive filing of the petition for writ of habeas corpus. They finally responded to amended filing with a response basically saying they did not have jurisdiction and refused to hear the matter. So it was not heard by the court. This was all dealt with by the clerk's office. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals response on May 10, 2012, said this court is in receipt of your letter demanding a habeas corpus for Larry Myers. Please note that the court has limited jurisdiction. Only cases first filed and finally decided in U.S. District Court may be appealed and reviewed by this court. A petition for writ of habeas corpus should be filed in the District Court pursuant to FRAP 22, period. That's Federal Rules of Appellate Procedure. So when I go to Federal Rules of Appellate Procedure, Rule 22, application for the original writ, an application for writ of habeas corpus must be made to the appropriate District Court. Period. If made to a circuit court, the application must be transferred to the appropriate district court. If a district court denies an application made or transferred to it, renewal of the application before a circuit judge is not permitted. The applicant may, under 28 U.S. Code 2253, appeal to the Court of Appeals for the district court's order denying the application. Now, they said that they it should be made with the district court, which was done, no response received, which was explained to them. Then they said that if it was made to a circuit judge, the application must be transferred to the appropriate district court. So there was no, basically they refused to hear it like so many others had refused to hear it. In the meantime, anticipating that a problem might arise with regard to whether I had a right to speak on Larry Myers' behalf, I had him execute a power of attorney specific. It reads, I, Larry Michael Meyer, on this 12th day of March 2012, do hereby grant specific power of attorney to Gary Hunt to speak on my behalf and to act as if he were me regarding all the matters directly or indirectly related to a demand for habeas corpus with all federal and or state judiciaries, agencies, personnel, and any other agents or private persons under contract to state and or federal entities. So help me God, Larry Michael Myers, seal, March 12, 2012. And then he had two witnesses in jail with him sign, we hereby acknowledge that we know Larry Michael Myers to be the person he says he is and that he has affirmed that he has signed this document freely and of his own will. So now the foundation is laid. We can't be heard in the district court. We can't be heard in the appellate court. The appellate court ignores their own rules. The district court refuses to respond. And the Florida Supreme Court, unlike Wisconsin defending its citizens, chose not to defend its citizens against unconstitutional laws by saying that it was out of their jurisdiction. This left only one recourse, and that would be the Supreme Court of the United States. So I began then looking into requirements for filing with the Supreme Court of the United States and pursued that route, and that will be continued on the next episode.